Hello, welcome to Off Curve. I'm Wicked Good, and I am talking to you about Hearthstone as I am... Well, I'm not driving home from work. It's actually a Saturday. Well, it's Saturday, October 12th. I think I just said that. I don't know. It's been a week. and we're going to talk about some stuff about why it's been a week. But, I'm not driving home from work. I'm kind of driving on some errands, and this may be a little bit of a disjointed show, but I'm not even really going to talk about ladder, just because I'm going to get to the meta next week, or next time. I don't even know if this is like, I may record another episode this week, just, you know, I want to talk about the Blitzchung thing, because it's been kind of on my mind for most of the week, and we've finally gotten some sort of resolution to it today, or last night, rather, and I've had a lot of complicated feelings, and I kind of want to just get them off my chest. So and you know, as someone who is a content creator in Hearthstone, I kind of feel like, you know, for better or worse, most people are expected to come out and say how they feel. I've been pretty vocal on Twitter, but I haven't said anything on the show yet, and I kind of feel like this episode needs to be a little bit longer form so I can get everything out. So, okay, TLDR, not stopping the show, don't worry, okay? That's not what's happening, don't worry about it. Okay, now we got past that. And I mean, if you've been listening to me for a long time, especially since before I started doing this show, you know, I did Isometric, which was very much a socially conscious video game podcast, where if we were still doing that show, this would probably be the main topic. It's got a lot going on, and I think that there's a lot of complicated feelings that folks are trying to unpack, and I'm just going to tell you where I'm coming from, and then that can kind of help guide you in how you're thinking about it or not, or you know, I'm not telling you how to feel. Right? I'm not telling you how to feel. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you how I'm approaching it. So, if you're not aware, if you haven't been following what's been going on, like, the last week or so at the... Blitzchung is a Hearthstone Grandmaster. At the end of his last match, he won his last match, and he appeared in a gas mask, which is a symbol of the Hong Kong resistance to China. And, you know, he made a statement that was in support of the Hong Kong revolution. He is from Hong Kong. So, it's kind of the thing that you would expect him to say. And he did say later afterwards, he did expect some repercussions for that. The casters actually... So, apparently, the way that they do the cast is that the main English language cast is on a half hour delay to prevent stream sniping. And then the local language streams are done live off of the English language stream. So they're about a half hour later. So there's no delay on that stream. There's no need for it, usually. And the casters came on, saw that he was doing what he was doing, and told him to say the eight words, which is the slogan. I don't remember exactly the names. Again, I'm driving. Exactly the words, but said, you know, why don't you just say the eight words and we'll conclude the interview, and then ducked under the desk. So clearly knowing what was happening. And this is, you know, there were a couple of news stories about it. It was kind of, you know, generally, at least in English language media that I've been seeing, you know, appreciated as a, you know, a positive thing. I'm sure that in Chinese media, it was very different, because that's a very tense situation right over there right now. But Wednesday morning, Blizzard came out, Hearthstone Esports specifically came out and said that Blitzchung was going to be suspended for a full year, and he was going to have all of his winnings clawed back for the season, citing a rule in the Grandmaster's rulebook that was around causing harm to Blizzard and or bringing themselves into public disrepute or something like that. So, you know, as you can imagine, this went over like a lead balloon. And the problem with this, well, I'll get into how I feel about it afterwards. Let me just kind of go through the events so that you know we're all talking about the same thing, then we'll get there, right? So this went for a couple of days. Kibler backed out of casting Grandmasters Finals at BlizzCon. Admirable backed out of casting the Grandmasters period, and he's not casting this weekend. I should say that they fired both the casters who were involved too. And there were a number of walkouts on Blizzard campus. There's apparently an orc statue with all of the the corporate values around it, and one of them is Every Voice Matters, and some of the employees had papered that over, because obviously Liz Chung's voice didn't. So what's important to keep in mind, again, I'm not talking about how I feel yet, I'm just giving the facts, is that earlier this week there was a similar incident with an employee of the Houston Rockets who posted something supportive of the Hong Kong resistance, and there were a number of Chinese backers who backed out, and there were threats from Tencent, who is a large company who owns the NBA streaming platform. They also happen to own Riot, who does League of Legends, among other things, saying that they were going to, threatening to pull the NBA streaming contract, and NBA apparently is huge in China and streams to about 600 million people. So obviously whatever action Blizzard was taking was in reaction to this, because China's a very large part of their revenue at this point, especially for Hearthstone. I believe there are like as many Legend players in China as there are on the other three servers combined. So, you know, that obviously the action that was taken was in reaction to that development earlier in the week. Blizzard obviously not wanting to potentially forfeit all of that revenue in that region, and which is, you know, for a corporation is a viable, is a legitimate concern, right? How they reacted to it, we'll get to, but it's a legitimate concern that if they didn't do anything and just let this slide, that China would come out and you know, say, you're not welcome to do business here anymore. So ultimately, 3 days go by. Friday night at 5 p.m. Pacific time, they drop a statement saying that they've revisited the punishment. They're going to let him keep his winnings. They're going to cut the suspension down to 6 months for the casters and for Blitzchung. And so I think that's kind of where the story is going to end. And Blitzchung said that he obviously wishes that the suspension wasn't quite so long, but he knew that there were going to be repercussions, and he's happy to have gotten his winnings back. And you know, it's as happy of an ending as we're going to get out of a situation like this, unfortunately. Okay, so obviously the initial reaction from Blizzard was like way over the top. Like, I don't think there's even really any disputing that, including from Blizzard themselves, because they walked it back. But it, like, here's the thing, right? Like, I think that even Blitzchung, he said he expected repercussions, right? I don't know if he meant from Blizzard or from the Chinese government, but regardless, right? Like, he expected that there were going to be repercussions to the action that he was taking. And that's part of civil disobedience. Like, you expect that, and you accept that when you do what you're going to do, because it's important to you. And I 100% respect that a ton from him. Like, I have all the respect in the world for Blitzchung. He seems like a really stand-up guy. He felt like he needed to do this because it was important to him and important to the cause. And, you know, whatever the consequences were, he would take them. And you can't help but admire that, right? Regardless of how you feel about the situation. The fact that they clawed back all of his winnings and suspended him for a year seemed to go along with whatever that language was in the rule book, but like, they have players who have openly cheated. Roger and Chaxey cheated, stream sniped during Hearthstone Global Games last year, and Roger was still able to compete in Worlds subsequently, like a month or two later, with no suspension. And Chaxey is a Grandmaster, I believe. So, like, it seemed like that kind of a response from Blizzard was way over the top. And you send a message about what's important to you, you know, by the your reaction to it, to some extent, right? Like, this is, you may not know this, a long, long time ago, like, when I first got into podcasting, gosh, almost 15 years ago, I did a fantasy football podcast, and I used to be as into fantasy football then as I am into Hearthstone now. And it, I had to stop because when the Ray Rice thing happened a few years ago, and they gave Ray Rice less of disciplinary action than people who have been caught with marijuana, I couldn't. It was one of the several things that were going on at the same time. I just couldn't follow the NFL anymore. This is also when the CTE stuff was really starting to come out, and like that all kind of came to a head. But you know, like it's hard to get behind an organization like that. Now, it's important. Like, I try to think of these things from all the points of view, and a lot of the people who are at Blizzard are not necessarily sharing in these beliefs or sharing in acceptance of this punishment. This was handed down by a group of people. We don't know how high up they went to get approval before they did this, but it was clearly a reaction to this NBA thing, right? Like, someone said, you need to deal with this and make clear that we're not going to tolerate this. And, you know, when you're looking at numbers and cents, that will often happen as well. Like, I don't think that this was necessarily a moral decision as much as it was a financial one. That does not mean that Blizzard gets off scot-free here and that Blizzard doesn't have a responsibility to do the right thing and live up to its corporate morals. Corporate values. But, you know, like, there were people harassing Blizzard employees, and that's never okay, right? Like, most of the people who work at Blizzard, several, you know, a number of them, you know, had to walk out on a daily basis. Some, I'm sure even more people than that may not have felt comfortable speaking out, but definitely disagreed with the direction that was taken. But it does send a clear message about what is important to Blizzard and what's important to Blizzard is going to be, and you know, they're a corporation. I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised that they would value money over people's rights. I'm glad that they walked it back. I think that there is something to be said that I expected them to issue some sort of a punishment to Blitzchung. I don't think they could have not, especially given this climate. Like, expecting them to issue some sort of a punishment is valid and understandable. Like, as I said on Twitter a number of times, like, had they fined him, which is a thing that happens all the time in traditional sports, somebody does some sort of a protest and they're fined, or they're suspended for a game. They're not kicked out of Grandmasters. They're not kicked out of the league, effectively, because that's what kicking somebody out of Grandmasters is for a year. That's effectively kicking him out of the league and taking away all of his pay. Like, that's beyond the pale. Like, that is not a proportional, you know, when you're not going to do that for somebody who is outright cheated, you can't do that for somebody making a political statement, especially for a first offense. Now, if they fined him or they suspended him for the next Grandmaster season or even just like took back a couple of weeks pay, whatever, like, you would understand that. Like, we could have an argument about whether they should or not, but it would not be an unreasonable thing to expect that they would do that. But to basically destroy his livelihood was too much. I still don't love where they landed. I feel like a 6-month suspension, again,
when you are not suspending a player at all for outright cheating is still a lot. But they can't, like, once they've issued that initial punishment, they can't walk it back to nothing. Because then, first of all, they seem wishy-washy. And there's a lot of reasons that I wouldn't expect them to just nullify the punishment or back it down to something like a slap on the wrist. Like, it was still, unfortunately, it was still going to have to be a major thing. And they still kind of have this China NBA thing in the back of their heads. Like, they need to show that this is not okay. And there's also kind of, there is an element of time and place, right? Regardless of what the cause is, because you do have people from all over the world. And if you don't set a precedent that we just want to keep politics off of the broadcast, then you may not like the political stances that some future players are taking. Like, just because you agree with this one doesn't necessarily you're gonna agree with the next one that comes up. You don't know who's gonna qualify. You know, through somebody could spike a tournament at Bucharest and end up in Grand Masters and be an alt from the alt right or something, right? Like, you don't necessarily want to have that as a constant thing that's happening in the broadcast. Now, I would argue that they went too far and that it became a political thing outside of that. I mean, the New York Times and NPR were covering this, which they don't normally. But, you know, I do think that they had to do something. I don't love it being a 6-month suspension. I think they probably could have cut that down considerably more, but maybe they just needed to have him sit out a season of Grandmasters. And they are at least returning his money, because that was the other thing. Like, if you want to, you know, suspend him and keep him from earning more, or you want to fine him, that's fine. Don't wipe out his entire salary. Like, that's way, way too much. So I wouldn't say I'm happy with the way that this ended up, but I feel like at least this is kind of the best resolution we were going to get to a situation like this. And I'm hoping that at least they understand how to deal with these things in the future. But it does leave some open questions about how do we approach Blizzard and Hearthstone as consumers, you know, going forward. There was definitely a boycott for a couple of days while this was going on, and you may be wondering, you know, is this a company that I want to continue to give my money to? I've been thinking the same thing over the last couple of days. All right, so this is where we get into the talking about our feelings part of the episode. As though it hasn't really been already. But so this news came out, it happened to come out on Yom Kippur. So if you're not familiar, you know, in Judaism, there's a Day of Atonement where you're supposed to fast. I tried to do that and it didn't end well. We will not talk about that. I ended up getting myself sick. Unfortunately, I'm fine now, but I was, you know, kind of, my fast ended up getting aborted early, but I woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning finding this news. And the reason that you're fasting is atoning for sins and, you know, reflecting on things that you've done over the past year and how you're going to improve and, you know, all those sorts of things. It's a very contemplative day. And, you know, it comes down to, we generally want to be supporting companies that share our values, right? Or at a minimum, are not doing things that are counter to our values, like the Chick-fil-A boycott, right? Like, if you participated in that, which I did for quite a while, you know, because the corporate, the corporation was donating to regressive causes, right? And so the typical way that you, as a consumer, show your displeasure with that is to stop patronizing. So a couple of things here. First of all, I think that where I was really upset was, you know, the draconian punishment. And a six-month suspension is a lot. But again, they had to do something, right? Like, I'm looking at it from the position of the people who are making that decision, and they just can't completely nullify it. They had to put some sort of a consequence out there. And you know, I don't know if it's even really feasible to suspend someone from Grandmasters for like a week, because that would affect the rest of the tournament, right? Like, I don't even know how that works. So they had to suspend him for a season of Grandmasters, which is probably going to come out to be 6 months by the time that we're all done with everything. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but there was going to be some sort of a consequence. That was the point of it, right? I think the question is whether... So at this point, right, the worst of it is gone, and it's still valid to talk about, do you want to support Blizzard with your money or not? Like, if you're... Are you condoning that behavior? Right? Are you condoning them stifling the speech of someone in Hong Kong to appease China and taking sides in that conflict? So, you know, it's always complicated, right? And there are a lot of good people who work at Blizzard who don't agree with that. And, you know, first of all, boycotting it would affect their livelihood. Also, potentially them losing all that business in China would affect the livelihood. It also could affect them being able to continue making this game, which sucks. But, like, if you ever watch The Good Place, like, they have this whole scoring system. I don't want to spoil it, but long story short, like, nobody is actually good anymore because everybody's kind of participating in these decisions that they don't even realize are decisions that are making the world a worse place. I don't want to be, like, down, right? Like, I don't want to be, like, all defeatist about it. But there is something to be said for, you know, if you're going to boycott with the intention of changing behavior. The problem in this case, if you're talking about it from a, like, let's say that we're talking about it from a results-oriented view, right? Like, we want to not spend money with Blizzard to affect their behavior going forward. The problem with that tactic is that they have more to lose by losing China than by losing any other market. So your boycott will pretty much never work, because if you're boycotting, you're saying that you want to punish them by taking away your business, but the business that they're getting from China is, like, exponentially more than whatever, you know, people are going to boycott. And you know, sometimes that's an argument for just not doing anything, and I'm not trying to say that, but I'm trying to say that, you know, they made a mistake, they did what they could to fix it. If you're going to continue to try to get them to change behavior, I think that's fine, and that's 100% your decision. But just be aware that it may not actually be having the effect that you would like for it to have. Also, with free-to-play games, even just playing it contributes to some level of revenue, because you're enticing other people to spend money by participating in the ecosystem. So, you know, you may look at it, well, I'll just use gold. You're still making the money, because you're getting somebody else to spend money on the game. So you'd really have to just cut off the game entirely, which, I mean, if you enjoy it, right? Like, it's problematic. But if you acknowledge that it's problematic while you're engaging with it, it's not great, but it's okay, right? And where I finally came to with this is that, like, I care about this community that happens to be revolving around a game that Blizzard makes. More so than I do the game itself. So, like, if all of a sudden, and I'm not suggesting that we all move, right? But, like, if we were all to go to a different game, I would still want to keep this community. And I would still want to be a part of this community and speak to this community and make content for this community. Because I think that the community that surrounds Hearthstone is amazing. It's one of the most positive video gaming communities I've ever been a part of. Full stop. Right? Like, I'm actively excited to go to BlizzCon, not because of the games that are there. Like, I could just as easily go there and not set foot inside the building. But I'm excited to go there for the people that will be there. Right? Like people who I consider friends, or people who I've talked to who may become friends or whatnot. Like, that's what this game means to me. It's like the game itself, like, yeah, I'm good at it. Yeah, I like to talk about it. Yeah, I like to play it. Yeah, I like to make, you know, fun charts and graphs about it. Like, but the game could change and the community would still be what's important. And as long as the community is revolving around this game, that's what I want to create content for. And acknowledging that, Blizzard is making some poor decisions right now. Now, it just so happened that they were the ones doing this. It could be any corporation that's doing it. It doesn't matter, though, right? Like, you still want to feel good about where you're putting your money. But regardless of that, I will give my money to a bad company to be able to participate in this wonderful community. Like, this community means more. Just like the money from China will mean more than the money from the other markets, the participation in this community means more to me than, you know, like, that's going to pay dividends compared to, like, whatever the $50 every 4 months that Blizzard gets from me is. You know? I guess what I'm saying is I care about you. And so that's why I'm going to keep doing this show. And that's why I'm going to continue playing Hearthstone, and I'm going to continue engaging with all of you as a part of that. And, you know, if things go south, we'll reevaluate, right? If this happens again, well, and it becomes a pattern, then we'll have to consider it. But, I mean, you know, I think that life is also short, and you should do what makes you happy to some extent, right? And playing this game and talking about this game with all of you and engaging with this community has been really one of the brightest spots in my life and given me, I don't want to say a sense of purpose, but it's definitely been really special to me. And I don't want to give that up because someone in the Hearthstone esports team overreacted. Right? Again, this is everybody's individual decision. I would not fault anyone for saying, I'm never giving any more money to Blizzard. Or, I'm done with this game entirely. I can't play it anymore. I'm going to play Magic Arena or Elder Scrolls Legends or whatever. Like, you know what? You do you. Like, 100%, I support you in that decision if that's what you decide to do. But for me, like, I love this community too much to walk away from it. So I'm still here. And I'm going to continue to be here as long as you all want me to be. All right, so that was a lot, huh? We should all, like, get, you know, gather around the fire and sing Kumbaya or something after that, I guess. Anyway, you can find the show notes for the show and every episode at offcurve.com. You can also follow me on Twitch at twitch.offcurve.com. I'm hoping to get back to streaming this week now that the Jewish holidays are past. You can join the Discord and engage with the wonderful community that we have going on there at discord.offcurve.com. You can follow the show's account on Twitter at offcurve. That is going to give you when new episodes go live. You can also follow me on Twitter. I am at wickedgood. And that's that and all so much more. If you are also going to be at BlizzCon, please do come out to Con Before the Storm. We will be doing a Hearthstone panel at 6:30 p.m. on the 31st. Yes, it's Halloween, but that's the Thursday before BlizzCon, so that's what we're going to do. And it's going to be me and Andrew from the Happy Hearthstone and Bodicus from Coin Concede, Joss from the Angry Chicken, and Deck Tech from Blizz Pro, and Mage Deck from Doctor 3. It's going to be a fantastic time. You should really come out and see it. If you can't, I believe I will be getting access to the audio, and I will put it in this feed after it is made public. And, you know, as always, you can leave a review on iTunes or support the show with your dollars if you would so choose. Links to both of those are in the show notes. So, again, you know, thanks for listening. I know this is not my normal fare, but I felt like it was important, and I felt like it was something that we all kind of need to talk about. I needed to talk about. So, thanks for indulging me. We'll be back with some more, some more regularly scheduled analysis very soon. But until then, thanks for listening, and be good to each other. We'll talk soon. Have a good one.